Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Dan, I certainly am no stranger to geography. Neither is Dana, just different kinds of geography.
Right. Yeah.
Where one believes Alaska is an island and...
She knows there is geography.
But every once in a while, and I do know there is geography and such... He and I come to the same conclusion and or have the same question at the same time, and it just happened out here. We're watching CNN on the left, and Chiefs coverage is on the right, and we're watching all the Melissa coverage that Jamaica is bracing. It's going to be 175 mile an hour winds. It's the worst hurricane to ever hit Jamaica.
In the recorded area.
And I looked at Scott, and I said, how does one evacuate?
Because that's what it says. It says Jamaicans evacuate ahead of Hurricane Melissa. Yeah.
Cuba's evacuating.
And then it said Cubans, tens of thousands of Cubans evacuate ahead of Melissa. Where do the Cubans evacuate to?
The other part of the island.
Oh, got it.
And where do the Jamaicans evacuate to?
Isn't it all going to get hit, Dan?
Well, Cuba is a very large island.
It's a very long island, yes.
Exactly. And so where this hurricane is supposed to come in around Santiago de Cuba,
okay,
those folks that live there can skedaddle to the other part of the island. Now, folks in Jamaica...
You got nowhere to go. I've been there.
There are folks that'll be on the coast that will go seek higher ground, and there are folks that will take one of these newfangled things called an airplane and fly somewhere else.
Dan, I was also thinking they could use one of the new inventions. I think it's a boat.
Why would you get in the ocean when there's a hurricane coming?
Well, you go away from the hurricane.
By the way, Jamaica has ordered residents to evacuate. So figure it out.
Well,
they probably have certain hurricane evacuation zones, just like they do, say, down in Florida or along the Gulf Coast. And folks that live in this area are told to go here. And so there will be people that are leaving the island, of course. God. They'll fly out.
Well, I think all flights have been suspended as of now.
Ah, okay. Yeah,
that's what we're saying. Sense. If you're not getting out. Close.
You're there for the night.
Mm-hmm. So head uphill.
We went to Jamaica in 2022. And obviously, like any other place, there are rough spots. Places you probably don't want to be seen after nightfall. But Jamaica is an absolutely beautiful, beautiful place.
Oh, it's a gorgeous island. Oh, yeah.
And Bob Marley still rules the roost on Jamaica.
Yes, he does.
45 years after his death.
Mm-hmm.
Everywhere you go, it is Bob Marley.
Well, nonstop. part of that is tourism.
Yeah.
Of course, you know, have to appeal to the North American and European
It was actually on our way home from Jamaica. We were at the airport when Dana flubbed the World Cup announcement.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't flub it. It was just delayed.
No, it was on time.
Indefinitely.
Yeah, the announcement was on time.
We were delayed.
I remember that.
We were sitting in the airport.
Yeah, let's go to commercial. We'll have more when we come back. Wait.
Go, go, go.
Dallas.
Go. So
okay, fine.
Funny.
I'll pull it up.
I don't know how many hints I've got to give you there, Sam.
Okay.
But yeah, Jamaica is going to get walloped, and the coastal area on the south side, it's going to be hit hard.
I'll tell you this, though, Dana and Dan, I find this trajectory of this hurricane to be absolutely, you know, and I'm not trying to make light of this, I find this trajectory to be fascinating, where it is literally heading straight west, headed towards Central America and Cancun, and then just as it gets south of Jamaica, it just does a complete turn on a dime and goes northeast right through Jamaica.
There must be some type of system or a front that has come across North America to block it.
You know, everybody in Cancun is going, whew.
Okay, let's break quick. They're going to Canada, and we will come back as soon as we can for the Midwestern announcement. Let's break for news. We'll come right back, Sam. Go, go, go. Ah, we're in.
Second, we have Dallas.
Awesome.
Dallas.
I'm told $200,000.
We submitted this for a Murrow Award.
Yeah,
and we did not win.
We did not get a call back. Actually, they didn't even call us back.
They said, stop sending tapes.
More like a Razzie Award.
It's pretty bad.
Second, we have Dallas.
Yeah, Murrow is rolling over his grave. Over
well, wait, but you have to listen to how informed this announcer was about the cities that she was bringing up.
That's awesome. I'm told 200,000 kids play soccer in Dallas.
Oh, my gosh.
So many people love
awesome.
Soccer.
And where was she told this information about how many kids in Dallas play soccer?
The
on the teleprompter.
The internet's in the teleprompter.
Mm-hmm.
Dallas.
Beautiful woman.
We will never hear her say, Kansas City.
No, because somebody was screaming, go, 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 over.
Exactly what I was screaming.
now, hold on. Dan and I have an issue with both of you, mm-hmm. because this soundbite has now played twice. And do you guys have audio in there?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Bigfoot!
And that did not spark any interest whatsoever.
I didn't know what it was. We have so many funny openers now, I don't know what they all are.
Dan?
This past weekend down in Arkansas, it was the 11th annual Arkansas Paranormal Expo.
Got it.
And one of the events they had down there was very much like...
Hey, Bigfoot!
When you call the pigs home, it was calling Bigfoot.
Wait, it was a Bigfoot calling competition.
Yes.
Oh, my God. I'm so in for that. I love it.
You'll have to go down next year for the 12th annual Arkansas Paranormal Expo.
Oh, boy.
And that was our winner. I love it.
Road trip.
Okay, speaking of road trip.
Hey!
This was in Arkansas?
Bigfoot!
Sure enough was.
So they saw as many big feet as they saw teeth?
Stop it.
I'll let that one go.
Some are there, some ain't.
Did you guys see a Delta flight attendant is in trouble for accidentally popping the emergency evacuation slide? I'm obsessed with the emergency evacuation slide. You know this. From the New York Post, he suffered from premature evacuation.
Okay. Okay.
What?
A Delta Airlines flight attendant accidentally deployed the emergency slide before a cross-country flight, causing an estimated six figures worth of damage and delaying passengers several hours. Everyone's entire night just became a blanking blank, complained one passenger on Reddit with a picture of the prematurely deployed slide. The slip-up and slide occurred October 25th. They were flying from Pittsburgh to Salt Lake City. And we don't know how this happened, but the flight attendant, who was reportedly a 26-year veteran flight attendant, accidentally raised the door handle while arming the door for departure. It triggered an emergency power assist response. When activated, that function automatically forces the door open and deploys the emergency chute before anyone has time to react.
Did they get to deplane by sliding down the slide?
I would demand it.
Because whatever delay I had to deal with all of a sudden did not matter to me.
Keep in mind the slide was also deployed against the jet bridge, which meant the passengers that had already boarded were trapped, and it took an hour for engineers to manually detach the chute.
I mean, that
then
slide does look like it's
the jet
fun.
Bridge, and everyone, you know, went where they were supposed to go. It is a 100,000 dollar mistake.
Big game tonight. Sam's on his way shortly.
Cannot believe you won those tickets, but I'm so excited.
Chiefs and Commanders.
I haven't gotten them yet.
Oh, you haven't gotten your tickets yet?
No.
Download the app.
Getting kind of worried.
It's in the mail.
It's in the mail. He's just going to show up at the gate and be like, I'm here, bitches. So,
okay. Don't you know who I am?
So the Commanders are without their star quarterback, Jaden Daniels, tonight.
Okay.
He's out. So the Chiefs, obviously, with home field advantage.
Yeah.
The Washington Commanders without their – I still always want to say the Redskins. The Chiefs are a 10-point favorite going into the game tonight. But the USA Today, they have six on their sports staff, the experts who pick the games. They actually have one member of their sports staff who is picking the Washington Commanders. John Hoefling is picking the Washington Commanders to win tonight.
Huh.
Hmm.
I would have thought the 10-point would be bigger. I would think the spread would be bigger.
Well, the Chiefs do like to play down. I'm knocking on wood as I say that.
No, that's true.
Dana, would you care to guess who will be kicking the football for the Washington Commanders this evening?
Okay. Yes. I read a report that there was a kicker changeroo, but I didn't read the report. I didn't click on it.
So he's a former Chiefs kicker.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
And I believe that you wanted a jersey. I think it was number, what was it?
Oh, 40? Is it Mr. Wright?
Mm-hmm. Matthew Wright.
Well, I am wearing a jersey tonight. Right now, if you see it, that says Wright on the back. But not because of Matthew, because of Dana.
Because you paid for it.
That's right. Love my jersey.
Because you paid for it.
I felt so bad for him. He kicked so good for us, and then we just said, okay, we're done, bye.
Kind of the story of our lives, isn't it?
Yeah.
913-586-7798, 586-7798, here on Dana and Parks.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I got scolded at the store today. Reason number 56, I generally don't go to the store. So you know I'm not a fan.
As my mother would say when I was a kid, what did you do?
You know I'm not a fan of the self-checkout. I don't care where you are. I don't care if it's a hardware store, grocery store. I don't like the self-checkout. However, today, I only had a handful of items, and I'm like, fine. So I go to do the deal. And you know, there's some items that you just pop right up there, and there's a barcode, and that's easy. You're done.
Yeah.
Then there's other items, like tomatoes, where you got to wait. You got to weigh them. You got to
scan through the produce.
Or you have to look through the
You have to look
menu.
Through the little menu. Well, and I'm like,
where was T again? Was it between Z and Y?
So I'm doing all of this stuff, and I have triplicate items of a couple of different things, and it doesn't even matter what they are, but triplicate items. So one of them was heavy. So instead of going, put it back, I just took one and I scanned it with the wand three times. And I made sure, I'm no skip scanner. And the screen says, oop, it looks like you put something over that you accidentally forgot to scan. And then it plays video from overhead of you scanning what you just scanned.
Yeah. That's happened to me, and it does the little AI like green box around.
Then it says, "Do you need help from an associate?" I'm like,
"Yes."
No, I wouldn't need help from an associate if we didn't have self checkout. And so I do it a second time with the boop, 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 three things. The video does it again, and then an associate comes over and he goes, "This thing has been so temperamental today with certain items like that. I am so sorry." And I go, "I want you to see that I scanned these three times."
Mm-hmm. Why is it so important for you that you convince others that you're not a thief?
I don't know, but it bothers me. And now they've got video evidence they're playing back at you saying, "Are we sure about that?" It literally goes, "We sure about that? We sure you scanned that?" I did scan it.
But you scanned the same thing three different times.
They were the same thing of things. Like, let's say it was Diet Pepsi.
It's not how it works.
Yeah, the way the system is set up, you have to scan it, place it into the baggage area so it can feel the weight of the item.
It's
to
confirm. Heavy. I just went 1, 2, 3. If anything, I'm overpaying you. I'm not underpaying you.
Can we go back? You bought 3 12-packs of Diet Pepsi?
Do you know how expensive those have gotten lately? I had no idea. They're like $10. They were on sale for $6.
You're deflecting from his question.
I'm not talking about the price. That's 36 cans of Diet Pepsi.
Well, Johnny has a problem.
Okay.
No, he does not. How many Diet Pepsis do you think you drink in a day?
Today?
Be honest.
36.
Look me in the eye.
I've had 3 cans today.
Because you'll lie to me when you look down.
I know. I have had 3 cans today. This story is not about my scanning. I mean, Diet Pepsi. It's about the scanning.
No, it's about the poison that you're pouring into your body.
We all have our vices, Scott. You've been wearing a nicotine patch for 37 years. Your case study doesn't even exist in science because one's ever done it.
Well, he is the case study.
One man in Kansas City started putting on the patch in 1987. And in 2025...
Do you see it chew in my mouth?
No, I do not, but I don't think it's probably good for you to... We read the box at one point, Scott, and it said, use for 3 to 7 weeks and then stop. They don't even know anyone that's been doing it for 30 years.
That is true.
I haven't been doing it for 30 years.
20.
Yeah.
17. It's 20 years.
Yeah.
I think you should call them and say, "I need to be in a commercial. You're an anomaly." This man wore a Nicorette patch for 30 years.
But why do? I mean, I have anxiety at the self-checkout too.
Because you don't want to be accused of doing something wrong when you didn't do anything wrong.
Like one time I was at the grocery store that I attend, and I scanned some cherries and put them in the bag, and the security guard came up and was like, "Those didn't scan." And I was like, "What?" He was like, "They didn't scan." And I was like, "What didn't scan? What's going on?" Like, he was being aggressive about it.
Wow.
He was like, "Those cherries didn't scan." And I was like, "It made the noise. I don't know. Sorry, dude." I pulled him back out of the bag and I was like, "I don't even want him anymore. You take him.
He was really that aggressive?
Yes. Oh, and yeah. Here's the deal. I feel bad for the workers. I do, because the technology is bad. It doesn't work. Sometimes if there's alcohol... Oh, guess what? If you buy Mucinex or Sudafed, there are certain products that if you scan it, it will say, "We have to wait for an associate." Mm-hmm. I don't know. What, you think I'm manufacturing meth at the self-checkout?
No, but Dana, everything you just bought is used in manufacturing meth. They're coming over to count teeth and check your eyelids.
My goodness. I'm telling you, it's like an inquisition. I don't like it. What? Just scan my stuff. I want an actual scan person.
I was out in California 1 year. I was 17 years old, not old enough to buy the Mucinex D, right?
Yes.
I didn't know that. I had always been with my mom when I went to buy medicine. So I pop into the CVS, go up to the self-checkout, scan my Mucinex D. I then spent like 30 minutes outside of the front of this establishment begging somebody who looked over the age of 18 to buy me some dang
cough medicine.
Oh, that
doesn't look shady at all.
Oh, my gosh, Sam.
I looked like a meth addict.
You wanted it for real purposes.
I was sitting there like, "Can somebody please... just buy me the bag. I just want to be able to bring it
again."
That's like
at the airport where they say, "Has anyone approached you and asked you to watch their bag?"
No.
You just don't. Has anyone approached you and asked you to buy extra Mucinex? Don't do it. They're ne'er-do-wells.
He was 16.
And I was like visibly sick. My face was puffy.
That's what
again,
you wanted
I sounded
us to
like
think.
This.
I'm going to get back to her 36 cans of Diet Pepsi.
The story was not about the Pepsi. It was about the scanning.
Well, yeah, but kind of like when the cop knocks on your door to say hello and he sees meth sitting on the table. He doesn't care about saying hello anymore.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
How many more Diet Pepsis do you think you will drink today?
Two. One Two before more? Dinner, one before bed.
Sam?
I have given her a very healthy amount of grief regarding the poison and her habits.
I know.
At this point, I don't want to sound like a broken record.
So, the Diet Pepsi at night to bookend the wine. I'm just going to be honest.
We're getting worse.
I go Diet Pepsi, couple glasses of wine, Diet Pepsi. I sleep fine.
Do your bones hurt?
No.
Does you it know what it feels like to have walk? Them not hurt?
No. I've got good. In fact, my calcium score is actually pretty decent for a woman of my mature age.
I'll have both of you know. Mm-hmm. You know, with the he's a walking guinea pig for the nicotine patch. Mm-hmm. I went and I have this cough that somebody gave me, mm-hmm. and I went last Thursday to the doctor, and he's going through my numbers for my heart scare back in August. As I tell you all these things. I'm about to tell you that everything's fine,
okay.
even though I'm telling you about all the things that aren't fine in my life over the last 2 months. And he said my numbers were, quote, exceptional.
Exceptional.
Mm-hmm.
Good for you. I'm proud of you.
He was looking through my blood work from my
Yes, you've regenerated
visit
good things.
In August. And so he's going through all my numbers. He goes, your blood work is actually very exceptional.
I'm proud of you.
The
good
text
for you.
Line has a great point, Dana. Did y'all notice how she didn't even want to tell you that it was Pepsi? The story started out with, they were heavy things.
It's a great point, Texter. Very, very mindful of you.
The other three things were pumpkins. And don't tell me it's because they weigh different. They're not. All of the pumpkins were $5.99. They're on sale for $5.99.
A pound.
I just went, no, all $5.99. And then the tiny little baby ones are 99 cents. You shouldn't have to go boop, put it back. Boop, put it back.
Yeah, that one doesn't make any sense.
I'm like, they're $5.99. Times it by three.
913-586-7798, 586-7798. Hey, if you miss a segment, be sure to check out the Dana Parks podcast. You can follow us on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast.
My daddy thinks I'm fine.
Is there a Pepsi Anonymous?
Hi, I'm Dana. I'm an addict.
I spoke to my mother over the weekend.
Good.
She actually sent me a sweatshirt that came to my door, and it didn't have any return on it. It didn't have a card. But I opened it, and the sweatshirt said, I need a diet soda. That's what it says on the sweatshirt.
Was it personalized just for you?
No, and I called her and I go, did you just send me a sweatshirt? And she goes, yes, I did. I said, well, thank you. I got it. I'll be bringing it into the studio here and I'll wear it because it gets cold in the studio. Then guess what she tells me? Mm. We might have to call her. She goes, I need you to tell Sam and Scott something. I said, what? She writes children's books from time to time.
Your mother does.
Yes. And she said, I've written a new book and the main characters in it are snakes, and I needed S words, so I named the snakes at the center of my book, Scott and Sam. I swear to you.
I am so flattered.
You two are now the main characters.
In a book no one will read.
In a children's book about snakes.
Aww.
I know. She goes, but please tell them it's not because I think they're like snakes. Like that. It's a really lovely book.
Has she ever been published?
She has self-published a couple of things. She has a coloring book.
Let me rephrase. Has anyone ever bought one?
She has never hit the jackpot, no, if that's what you're asking.
But has anybody ever bought one?
It keeps her busy. It's like your mom and Mahjong. It's something for her
Mahjong,
to do.
Mahjong.
And she says, you know, just tell Scott and Sam I needed two S names, and I just thought it was perfect. So the two main characters are apparently boys that are snakes named Scott and Sam. You're famous.
Okay. I've never been so proud of my life.
I would demand a producer credit.
Oh, well, look at that.
Stop it.
Is this the acclaimed children's book author, Big Juicy?
Oh, my God. Yes. Hi.
Mother, I was just telling them the story that you called me over the weekend that they are characters in your book.
Made the cut.
Yes. Well, I needed two brothers, S names. They're snakes. And so I wanted it to be like Sam, Seth, you know, like hiss, like they're hissing, you know. And so I thought, well, why should I do Sam and Seth? I'll do Sam and Scott.
Oh. And how would it sound if you were hissing the name Scott?
Scott.
Scott.
Well, I wanted you in because I don't know any Seths.
Right.
No. And what is the moral of this children's book that
Sassy and the Soap Factory, and it's a book that comes with a pump of soap. Yeah. You know, the kind you squirt on your hands with the little pump, and there's a snake inside it, and it's about Sassy, and she is curious and adventurous, and she goes into a soap factory, and she lives in a filthy swamp. She just loves the soap factory. So at the end of the book, she tells the child that here's a little container of soap for you, and there's a little surprise inside, and it's a little snake.
And the snake inside, is that Sam or is that Scott?
Well, it's whoever you want it to be. It could be Sassy, it could be Scott, or it could be Sam.
Oh.
It's a hissing sound.
Yeah, yes, of course. How many children's books have you written, Big Juicy?
Oh, I've got Flu Glue and Blue Cross Blue Shield in Kansas. They published that for the Caring Program, and the proceeds went to the Caring Program. And then this one, you know, I do a lot of poetry. I'm a writer, you know, I do a lot of poetry, and you know.
Yep. I love it.
But anyway, I'm so glad you're in my book. I hope you didn't mind your snakes.
When you're finished, Mother, would you send us a copy so that we can see it?
I would love to.
Right, what are you doing for the Chiefs game?
You have to. Oh, we're definitely watching the Chiefs game. Yes, and my Patrick Mahomes. Yes, yes.
Are you going to sip on a Diet Pepsi?
I might have a scotch and water.
Okay.
Okay, y'all.
All right, love you. Enjoy the game.
Love you.
Go Chiefs. Right.
Love you. Bye-bye.
Go Chiefs.
I will die laughing if that book hits it.
Well, I hope it does.
And you guys are forever somehow linked to a book about snakes.
That would be awesome.
Like the soap factory.
So good. popular cosmetics brand Neutrogena is recalling makeup wipes.
Yes.
That may be contaminated with bacteria that can cause serious infections, according to the FDA. The recall involves 1,300 cases of its ultra-soft cleansing towelettes.
The little blue, they come in the little blue pack. The Neutrogena, ladies, we've all had these at one time or another in our bathroom.
It's 50-count, 25-pack wipes. I'm not going to give you the lot number because you're in your car. You don't have time to write it down. The makeup wipes were distributed in Texas, South Carolina, Georgia, and Florida.
Mm.
And the wipes tested positive for a bacteria I cannot pronounce.
Okay. You are going to hate this next story. I am so sorry. A man was mauled to death, Scott, in a national forest.
And they killed whatever animal killed him. Great.
They not only killed the bear, they killed the wrong bear. They killed the wrong one.
I bet this happens every single time.
Wildlife officials in Arkansas say the wrong bear was euthanized after a 60-year-old man was killed by one earlier this month. The Arkansas Game and Fish Commission said in the final analysis from the Veterinary Forensic Science Laboratory at the University of Florida, it confirmed the DNA collected from the black bear killed in Newton County October 4th did not match the bear involved in the death of Max Thomas of Springfield, Missouri. Officials say Thomas was found October 2nd in a campground in the Ozark National Forest. His body was found by a Newton County Sheriff's deputy during a welfare check because, remember, the family had heard from him and he had said there was a bear kind of by my camp, and then the family couldn't get a hold of him, right? A few days later, wildlife officials euthanized a bear near the area that they determined was the bear's size, and the physical characteristics seem to match those of the suspected animal.
Oh, so it looked the same.
Well, they all do. The man before his death took a picture of the bear in the campsite, sent it to his family, and said, I'm getting ready to tear down here. There's a bear. And then they couldn't get a hold of him.
They all look the same.
Well, I remember when we initially reported that they had taken care of this bear, all three of us were wondering, how do you identify the proper bear?
Exactly.
It's got a bear face and bear hands.
And fur.
Yeah.
They are still searching for the correct bear while they continue.
Why?
The entire
Leave
campground
them alone.
And surrounding areas are expected to remain closed to the public.
Listen, I've said this so many times on the show, I'm blue in the face. I am very sorry that this man lost his life. That is unfortunate. But all you're doing is killing an animal for being an animal. It drives me absolutely insane. Insane. These are wild animals. You're in their territory. It's not their fault that they're behaving the way that they have always behaved. Now, if we're talking about a dog, okay? And a dog, which is a domesticated animal, mm-hmm. or in most cases is a domesticated animal, if that dog was not properly trained, brought up, and sometimes I understand dogs just act like dogs, and they will lash out if they feel threatened or they feel like somebody's threatening their owner. I get it. But when a dog bites somebody in the neighborhood, do we go looking around the neighborhood and shoot dogs?
Well, if it's a fatal mauling, yes. But I understand what you're saying.
That's my point. But that's because it's supposed to be a domesticated animal. A bear is not a domesticated animal.
I know. All right, you just said blue in the face and you mentioned dogs, and so I'm sorry I have to bring this up.
Oh, my God.
Mystery surrounds abandoned dogs in Chernobyl that are turning blue, baffling caretakers.
Probably have three eyes.
After this many years, are they abandoned or are they just living on their own?
They just live there, okay. Sam. Wild images show several dogs near the Chernobyl nuclear power plant turning blue.
1986, I believe it was.
The alarming looking dogs, descendants of pets abandoned after the disaster nearly 40 years ago, have been found wandering the Chernobyl exclusion zone this month, according to Dogs of Chernobyl, an affiliate of the nonprofit Clean Futures Fund that cares for the dogs there. We are now on the ground catching dogs for sterilization. Who are those people? Are they going in with hazmat suits?
They better.
And we came across three dogs that are completely blue. Scott, the dogs look like Cookie Monster.
The dogs are blue. The fur is blue. You don't think it's somebody goofing around spray painting dogs?
At Chernobyl? No. They tag the dogs and they follow them. The dog's fur was normal a week ago. They're just now turning blue.
Hence my question.
How many people do you think would go and explore Chernobyl despite...
Oh, it's called disaster tourism. You
no,
could
but
go.
I'm talking about the people that do it on their own. You know, oh, we live nearby. Like a couple of teenage kids.
I don't know that anyone lives nearby. It's going to be like 3 million years before it's no longer... What do you call it when you go on there and it goes...
Not radioactive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest. I'm fascinated. I am fascinated with what it looks like and how Mother Nature just completely takes everything back.
Well, the argument to not go is that you'll get cancer. Well, not going, your odds are still pretty high of getting cancer.
Well, but Sam, when you go, they will. There are guided tours there, and it's controversial, and you have to go wearing a suit, and they give you the little nanometer thing. You know, there are classrooms where the children's artwork still hangs on the wall because mm-hmm. when it happened, everyone just had to get out. But then there's like trees growing through the center of the classroom.
Yeah.
And blue dogs apparently roaming at will.
So
I would go.
There's a joke in here somewhere.
I would too, Sam.
I happen to be living over there at the time of the disaster.
Oh my gosh. I guess you would have been.
And the wind did not blow to the east. It blew from the east to the west.
Yeah.
We were exposed.
Is that why?
Yes.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, sir.
Story here out of Indiana where an 18-year-old has been arrested for reckless driving after going more than 120 miles per hour on an interstate. Lily Sharp, a woman, was pulled over by an Indiana state trooper on I-69. Officials say she was officially going 121 miles per hour.
Really? You naughty girl.
Mm-hmm. A Minnesota man was arrested after allegedly offering $45,000 on TikTok for the killing of Attorney General Pam Bondi. Tyler Avalos, 29 years old, published the threat on TikTok. Real bright kid. Real bright.
Yeah, they don't like it when you do that.
Saying he wanted Bondi dead or alive, but preferably dead. The investigation into Dum Dum Baby started on October 9th when a tipster from Detroit submitted a report to the FBI and flagged his TikTok feed. He was arrested. Okay. You know, drugs are bad, kids.
You think when the FBI comes knocking on your door, you just know. When you open the door... Unless you're like BTK's daughter who really didn't know. Most of the time when the FBI comes knocking, you know why they are
there. They're not there to sell you cookies or say hello.
Or like those guys that committed a murder back in 1991 and they just now linked up that
stories.
DNA evidence. See that cop knock on the door, you're like, well,
it's
been
over.
A good 35 years.
Jon Stewart is looking to extend his reign on The Daily Show. The comedian reportedly revealed during an appearance at The New Yorker on festival on October 26th that he hopes to stay on as host of the Comedy Central series when his current contract ends in December. When asked if he is going to sign another contract, Jon Stewart shared that he is, quote, working on staying. Good.
Did you also see that Taylor Sheridan is moving on?
Yeah, jumped from
Paramount to NBC Universal.
Yes.
That contract is not up until 2028. But after 2028, any of the Yellowstone series is done, I would guess.
That's going to make awkward meetings with the boss for the next 2 years.
Yeah. And Xavier Worthy has been fined $11,593 for unsportsmanlike conduct in the Chiefs' 31-0 win over the Raiders last week.
How do they come up with those numbers?
Boy, 11,593. Don't give us 592.
No.
And if he had done one additional gesture that they didn't like, would it have been 95?
Sam, one can wonder.
Okay.
Third game of the Tide World Series is in L.A. tonight.
Can't wait.
Chiefs tonight.
Ooh, have fun, people.
Going to be good. Sam, Stevie, Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks. We'll see you tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Be safe. Be well. And be good to one another. Good night.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.